Hello and welcome to another podcast from my Laser Focused Positivity podcast series. My name is Stuart Harding and I'm here to try and make you feel a little bit more positive than you perhaps were before you started listening to this podcast. Before we dig into today's show, if you'd like to email me your queries or conundrums, then you can do so at stewysongs@gmail.com. That's stewysongs@gmail.com, and I will endeavour to tackle them on a forthcoming show. And if you'd like to check out my music, I am a musician by trade, amongst other things, or you'd like to support my music career, then you can do so via linktr.ee/stewysongs. And depending on the link, the email address and the link should be in the description of the podcast that you're listening to. And depending on what platform you're listening to, it should also be clickable as well. So feel free to do that if you would like to do so. So today's show is entitled The Importance of Maintaining a Positive Inner Circle. So what is an inner circle? It's the circle. An inner circle is the circle of people who you spend the most time with. You may be familiar with the Jim Rohn quote, "You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with." Or perhaps the less tactful old adage, "If you lie down with dogs, you'll get up with fleas." So you need to distance yourself from negative people to maintain a positive inner circle. When I joined the Falcon trading community back in May 2020, just to give them a little plug, as I often do, I eventually became a version of myself that I'd never encountered before. And that's because I was in a Slack community. That's not a slight on it. There's a community called Slack. It's just like a private community, a bit like Discord. I was in a Slack community containing nothing but positive people who, in many cases, largely because they were positive, were also very successful. And these were just successful people looking to expand on their success by trying to learn a new skill, i.e. trading. So don't let negative people into your inner circle. Negativity likes company, as the old saying goes, and negative people will almost always suffer from crab mentality. And crab mentality states that if one crab, which is you, tries to climb out of a pot of crabs, i.e. to better itself, the other crabs will try and grab its legs to ensure that it doesn't leave the pot. And if you've ever surrounded yourself with negative people and you've spent enough time in their company, you'll know exactly what I mean. They typically don't like to see others succeed. And one of the reasons for this is because they tend to see their own failings as somebody else's fault. So with the former in mind, make sure that you only fill your inner circle with people who hold themselves fully accountable for their actions or their lack of action and who don't blame others for their shortcomings. Negativity is infectious, but thankfully for us, so is positivity. And positive people's accountability will rub off on you, just as the Falcon community's positivity has rubbed off on me. Of course, if you work in a role or you hold a status within your family which requires you to listen to negativity, then if possible, try and only respond to the positive things which the person or people that you encounter do or say. I've been trialing this for a little while now, and in many cases, although admittedly not all people, most people will get the message and they'll stop or they'll reduce the number of negative things which they say or do. So, for example, I am on an app. You can find that via the link. I am on a karaoke app, which I use to publicize my music and have some fun with people singing with them. And I have about 95,000 followers on there. You can click on that link and you will find my Smule link. It's called Smule, S-M-U-L-E. But because it's obviously a karaoke app, you know, most of the singers are not professional singers. And because of that, many of them are very self-deprecating against their, you know, about their ability, singing ability, which is fine. But, you know, if you surround yourself with people that, you know, berate themselves all the time, then it's going to have an effect on you. I think I've quoted this before, but Bruce Lee said, "Don't even joke about yourself. You know, don't even put yourself down even for a joke, because your subconscious does not know the difference between reality and fiction." Okay, so what I've been trialing, of course, they say it sort of jokingly, but when people post a comment on a recording that they've made of themselves singing with me, I respond to the positive bits, but I completely ignore the negative bits. And one or two people now I've noticed in particular are often just not posting negative stuff anymore. They're only posting positive because they know that they won't get a response from me. And that's just a good way to protect your psychology your psychology is paramount. It's vital to your success in every single thing you do. So there's another thing to try. Surround yourself, another one, surround yourself with people who are more successful than you, depending on your definition of success. Obviously, the word is subjective. When I was coached at snooker, which if you're not familiar with it, is I suppose the most similar sport would be pool. If you're familiar with pool or American pool, when I was coached at snooker from the age of 11, I found that my performance went up a level and that I was able to perform at my best more consistently whilst I was competing against people who were better than me. And that's because people who are further along in their journey than you will pull you up, not drag you down. And those are the sort of people that you want to be surrounding yourself with. So with the former in mind, ask yourself if the people in your inner circle are bringing more to your table than they're taking from it. And if they're not, then be polite with your words, but brutal in your actions, and remove them from your inner circle if you need to. Your future self, you might feel guilty about doing this, particularly if you've known these people for a long period of time. But believe me, your future self will thank you for your brutality at a later date. I have cut people off that just brought, you know, too much negativity to my inner circle. But, you know, you've got to remember, life is short. You know, if you can't think of anything good that these people actually bring to your life or your table, or they bring so little that, you know, it doesn't offset the amount of negativity that they bring, then what the hell are they doing in your life? Okay. And maybe, you know, some people won't, but some people will get the message that, you know, you might be doing them a favor. It might be you might be dishing out an act of tough love by removing them, because if they're intelligent enough, they may come to the realization that their negativity is, you know, is causing people to distance themselves from them, you know, and that their inner circle of people or friends is dropping like flies, and suddenly there'll be no one left. And then maybe that will encourage them to change their ways. Not everybody does that, but some people see the light and, you know, change themselves for the better. Okay. So the next bullet point, if you can't find enough people like the aforementioned, then change your environment. If you live in a negative environment, try and move to a more positive one. If financial constraints make doing so difficult, then write out some longer term goals, as I said yesterday, and map them out in excruciating detail until you have a concrete plan which will bring you multiple residual income streams and in turn help take you out of the environment that you're currently in. Every wealthy person I've ever encountered, and I've met a few in the last year or two, has multiple income streams. So who are any of us to argue with the plan of action, this plan of action, if we need to make more money? Okay. So yeah, try and if you need to get out of your environment, you know, have the more detail you go in, create a plan, and the more detail you go into that plan with, the more excruciating detail, the psychology behind this is that you're programming your subconscious to believe that you're already that person that you wish to be. The subconscious, as I've said, doesn't know the difference between reality and fiction, okay? So you're kind of tricking your subconscious into believing that you're already that person, and the subconscious then looks for ways to basically trigger your conscious into making decisions which it believes will keep you in the lifestyle that it thinks you're already accustomed to, okay? So you'll start making decisions as if you was already a person, as if you were already a person with multiple income streams. Trust me, I've done a lot of studying on psychology, and I found this to be true. I've trialed it myself, and it definitely works. If you have family members who are negative, try not to cut them off unless they clearly don't care about you or anybody else for that matter, and just try and be civil with them, but spend as little time with them as possible so that they don't sap all of your positive energy from you. Otherwise, the positive inner circle of people which you've created for yourself might start cutting ties with you, and that's the last thing you obviously want to happen. But that's about it for me for now, folks. That is as much as I could muster on this subject. I hope this has provided you with some value. Of course, as I said at the beginning of this podcast, if you would like to email me your queries and conundrums, just to repeat what I said at the beginning, then you can do so at stewysongs@gmail.com. That's stewysongs@gmail.com. And I will do my best to tackle them on a forthcoming show and give you my objective perspective, as I often say. And if you would like to check out my music or support my music career, then you can do so via linktr.ee/Stewie Songs. And there is, if you're, you know, prevalent, if you're on these other streaming platforms. You can also find their links to where you can find my podcasts. If you prefer other streaming platforms, you can find all of the list of links of where this podcast actually goes out to every time I make one of them. But that is it for me for now, folks. I am going to go and do other things for the day. But thank you very much for listening, guys and girls. I will be back tomorrow with another podcast, just as I am every day, Monday to Friday. So if you'd like to catch my future podcast, then feel free to follow me if the platform that you're listening to this via enables you to do so. And please share this out as well. I'd like to reach as many people as possible and change as many lives in the process if I am able to do so. Have a great day, folks. Stay positive, and I will speak to you again soon. Thank you very much for listening.